Alan Turing.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do?
Actually, we've met before.
Have we? When?
You read a paper to the Moral Science Club at Cambridge. We met briefly afterwards.
Oh, but that was, 6, 7 years ago.
December 1933. I remember it very clearly. I remember you saying that mathematical propositions had not just one, but a variety of interpretations. You opened up all sorts of possibilities I'd never thought of before. It was most exciting.
Thank you.
Have we found you somewhere to do?
Yes, the Crown Inn, Shenneybrook End.
Oh, good. That's only about 3 miles away. Have you got a bicycle? You'll need a bicycle. Now, I'm relying on you to tell Mr. Turing all about the Enigma code.
Yes, of course.
What sort of code is it?
The message to be transmitted is encoded by this machine. The sender and receiver have the same equipment, of course. Here, beneath the keyboard, are 3 rotors. Now, the letters of the alphabet circle each rotor. If you press one of the keys, K, for example, you'll see that the plain text K is encoded into H. The first rotor then moves on. Pressing K again produces the letter F, and so on and so on. When the rotor's made a complete revolution, the second does the same, and then the third. It's a polyalphabetical machine with 26 times 26 times 26 possible settings.
17,576.
Yes.
Well, it's not a tremendously large number.
No, that's true. A manual analysis would eventually lead to the correct setting, give me a little patience. But it could take several days, and the setting is changed each day.
Well, how do they know which setting to use?
They use a code book, which, alas, we don't have. But at least we know how the machine works, and we've been able to modify one of our own machines to simulate the Enigma's function.
Ah.
The trouble is, the Germans have just made the Enigma much more elaborate, which means that our machine is virtually obsolete. Their operators are now equipped with a stock of 5 rotors, from which any 3 can be used in any order when they set up the Enigma.
So it's 60 possible combinations, 17,576 times 60.
1,054,560. They've also added a plug board to the apparatus, like a telephone switchboard. They just attach pairs of letters to jack plugs. And this swaps the letters before they're fed into the rotors and after. So there are literally thousands of millions of possible permutations.
Yeah, well, it's quite a problem.
The point is, this damn code is a vital part of the Nazi war effort. Vital. The army uses it, so does the Luftwaffe, and so, most importantly, do the U-boats. And if the U-boats get control of the North Atlantic, our merchant ships won't stand a chance. They'll starve us out. So, the Enigma has to be broken somehow.